The Dunwich Horror by H.P. Lovecraft. Read by Wayne June. Gorgons and hydras and chimeras, dire stories of Celino and the Harpies, may reproduce themselves in the brain of superstition, but they were there before. They are transcripts, types. The archetypes are in us and eternal. How else should the recital of that which we know in a waking sense to be false come to affect us at all? Is it that we naturally conceive terror from such objects, considered in their capacity of being able to inflict upon us bodily injury? Least of all, these terrors are of older standing. They date beyond the body. Or without the body, they would have been the same. That the kind of fear here treated is purely spiritual, that it is strong in proportion as it is objectless on earth, that it predominates in the period of our sinless infancy, are difficulties the solution of which might afford some probable insight into our ante-mundane condition, and a peep, at least, into the shadowland of pre-existence. Charles Lamb, Witches and Other Night Fears. When a traveler in north-central Massachusetts takes the wrong fork at the junction of Aylesbury Pike just beyond Dean's Corners, he comes upon a lonely and curious country. The ground gets higher, and the briar-bordered stone walls press closer and closer against the ruts of the dusty, curving road. The trees of the frequent forest belts seem too large, and the wild weeds, brambles, and grasses.